tacos.
I was gonna extra say boobs.
Hell yeah.
Are you fucking kidding, sir? Pardon that fucking sheriff from Arizona, Joe Arapio, whatever that fuck is in, the racist guy who pulled over all those people just because they look Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, it seems to be a problem here.
Oh my god.
Pardon him. That's a piece of shit.
Yo, wow. Well, we're off to a great start. Welcome to another episode of the SOL Podcast. As always, I am Kevin Andrew, the man Drew. And I'm also kind of drunk as usual, so hell yeah. I am I'm joined with my boy Ken from Guardrail, and my boy Camille. You remember them from last episode. God damn it.
You're not editing.
Drink more beers.
I'm not editing this. And also we're joined with my buddy Brad. Went to high school with me and Ken. Yep. We're homies. Jesus, Ken, what the
fuck? He's scooting.
Ken just rolled his chair over to the fridge.
For the beers.
I don't think anyone's going to be upset that I stole their Bud Light.
No, no one's going to.
Well, yeah, it's been a little bit since we had an episode. It's just been a crazy busy past couple of weeks. Guardrail played... Jesus. Guardrail played 3 shows in a week, and I also had an El Famous show in the middle of that, too.
It's 3 too many Guardrail
It's 3 shows. Too many... It's 4 too many Guardrail shows.
Oh.
Get it? Because of math? It's funny. Laugh.
Ah!
Thanks, guys. Oh,
you can
man. But
laughter
they...
later, right?
I'm going to edit more laughter. Any laughter that you heard was probably edited in, so. Yeah, the Guardrail shows were pretty slamming. The campus show fucking ruled.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of sweaty people just packed into an art gallery. That was cool. Ken, what were your thoughts?
Agreed.
There you have it, folks. There you have it.
I hated it.
did you guys watch the eclipse?
Yeah, I'm still seeing circles in my eyes.
did you wear glasses when you are fucking dumbass president?
No, I had the
Did you see that shit? President Trump just was fucking...
Like, I don't
staring at the
it.
Sun with no glasses on, like a fucking idiot.
Hey, listen, he needs plausible deniability when he signs these bullshit bills. He goes, I can't see it.
I got the best eyes. I could see the sun without any glasses because I got the best eyes. The best. And if he went blind, he'd be like, yeah, I'm blind, but my other senses are the best now.
Nobody knows how to be blind.
That's a true word for Daredevil. By the way, that's...
Someone, who the fuck said that word? It's Trump's Daredevil now. Because he's literally staring at the fucking sun. Was that Mike that said that?
Yeah, his hair is poking.
You know, 20 more minutes in the sun. 20 more minutes in the sun, his skin will be dark enough to be Daredevil's suit.
Fucking Christ. Good God. And then, you know, also he's... When he's trying to address the Charlottesville shit, he's just like, oh, there's violence on both sides. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Condemning Nazis is so fucking easy. That was the title of a podcast I was listening to. I was like, you know what? It's great. Like, condemning Nazis is so fucking easy.
Fucking Chris Titus's podcast this week was called Welcome Back, Nazis. And it's like, you're just talking about how fucking ridiculous this shit is. It's like, all he had to say was like, what are your thoughts on that? It should have been 2 words. Fuck that. Fuck that. That's all he should have said. I would have been like, all right, maybe I was wrong about Trump. If he just said that, but he's, no, I mean, this is evil.
He said, fuck that on both sides.
Yeah,
exactly. Fuck left side, fuck right side.
It's so fucking stupid.
No, Trump's from Chicago.
Dude, we're from Chicago. We're trying to be accented.
Yeah, I can't do
it. If that's the right way to say that shit.
Yeah, I can't talk like Trump. You guys have it better than I do.
I can't do white people voices.
I can say you hardly can do an Indian person voice.
Maybe.
I've never heard him do an Indian person voice.
That's why
we should just play You're Fired because of this. Why not?
Yeah, fuck it. Speaking of Charlottesville, Guardrail and El Famous are both playing a show on Saturday, depending on when you're listening to this. It's September 2nd. It's at Sub-T, and it's a benefit for the victims of that and for the ACLU and all that shit.
I really hope you guys benefit because you're really fucking up our fantasy draft.
They're bold.
All that liberal bullshit.
I meant shit as like. Damn it! I'm trying to say something nice, but I can't because I'm intoxicated. I haven't had beer for dinner, so fucking cheers, guys. Cheers, beer for dinner. That was a phone.
I'm out of beer.
God damn it!
Empty bottles.
There's more Bud Light in there.
There's more Bud Light in there.
Can we just go to Park Hill here?
Anywho.
Yeah.
We're playing that show. It's a great lineup. If I remember correctly, it is Elfamous, Guardrail, Tanzan, Glory Days, Inside Out, Low Country, and As We Once Were. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, got it all right. And we're also playing at Mutiny the day before too. Guardrail.
For free.
It's a free ass show, but come spend money at the benefit show because it benefits people. Because it's a benefit show.
Benefits people.
You know, I hate benefiting people. Only cockroaches.
That was weird. My next topic of discussion is we got a sponsor, actually.
Is it MeUndies?
It's not MeUndies. Unfortunately, I really want MeUndies to sponsor us because goddamn, every podcast I listen to is sponsored by MeUndies. And
everyone
I look at
is Lisa Mattress. It's always
really
yeah.
Well, who's your sponsor?
All the Earwolf stuff is Lisa.
My
Mattress.
Sponsor is a beautiful website called dicksbymail.com.
Are you making a joke?
I'm not. I wish I was, because that would be a funny joke. But no, it's dicksbymail.com.
So is it like a mini Richard Nixon?
No, it's not like... It's not short for Richard. It's actual... As a prank, you can send send bags of gummy penises.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool.
To the person of your liking or hating. But... I would love to get gummies in the mail.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
if they're shaped like
if they're dicks, if someone hated me that much and they sent me that,
I mean, you don't even have to hate somebody. I mean, Cam, you say you like your coworker so much, you could give them as a parting gift when you leave.
That's inappropriate.
What are they gonna do?
HR. But no, it's pretty rad. They're the sponsor for this week and any week ever. All you gotta do is go to dicksbymail.com. I'm stuttering because of booze. This old style, dude.
It's taking you down.
It's taking me down. You gotta go to the website on your order, enter the promo. He's looking it up.
Alright, Ken, what's your address?
Hold on a second.
Alrighty, you enter the promo code SOLDIX and you'll get 20% off your order. And then I get a little kickback, so...
It's for... North...
Oh!
Really? You're lucky I'm moving out next week, because I'm going to be pissed if you're just...
You guys, I recorded this. I'm going to beep out the address.
Thank you.
So the next tenants in your fucking house is going to bag of gummy dicks.
That'd be great.
It's getting dicks after dicks. They're going to leave after a month. Hey,
Christ.
Maybe they'll drive my rent down from that old place. I can move back in after the new people move out.
Make sure you set up mail forwarding, so every bag of dicks that gets sent there gets sent to your new address.
Oh, damn it.
All right. For this episode, I did a little interview with my friends, the Jades. They just played a little acoustic gig at the Foundation Room at House of Blues, so I was able to sit down with them for about 15 minutes or so and chiggity chat with them before I came over here. And it was cool. They killed it as always. They're very talented. But first, I'm gonna ask you guys, what are you guys listening to these days? Who should I start with? Brad, maybe? Brad.
Sure.
What are you listening to these days? I'm gonna play some music.
So one of the bands I'm into right now is Pup, and they're playing
a show.
Great band.
Dirty Nelly's coming up on the 3rd of October. Right now my favorite song off their most recent album would probably be Can't Win.
Can't Win.
Big fan of it.
Tight. I'm gonna play that right now.
I've been drunk out of bed up without
sick. That was Pup. With what was the song called? Can't win. Can't win. I'll move right on to Cam. What are you listening to?
So been listening to this band called Days and Days. Okay. So it's like days as in, you know, days of the week, and then D-A-Z-E, days.
Oh!
So Days and Days. They're a little folk punk band out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
I believe they're touring up in Canada right now. I'm not sure, but
Kananda.
Yeah, Kananda. That's a native pronunciation, right?
Kananda.
Sure.
All right. So my favorite song personally by them right now is it's called a Post-Party Depression.
I love all the puns. This band is just full of puns.
Post-Party
Holy
Depression
shit.
Is great, but I can't decide on which song, so I'll let you decide later on.
I like the name of that song, so fuck it. I'm going to play that one.
Everybody's afraid, whether they like to admit it or not, it's the truth. Sooner or later, this party gets busted and all your friends stumble back home. But you're the loose cannon. Could never be trusted, so you'll hide from the cops all alone. Again, tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the band comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you reply in your white flag, who never gave up on you? It constantly plagues my mind. Where will I be in 10 years? Will I be homeless or buried or have children and be married? Or will I still be stuck standing right here? Either way, it's been a privilege to have had time to spend with my wonderful family and friends. So I'll toast to all of you and to all that you do. You're fucking awesome, don't you ever forget. Cause when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through. When you fly in your white flag, who never gave up on you. Tell me when the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up? When the fire dies down, what the fuck will you do? When the man comes around, what the fuck will you do? Who's gonna be there to catch you when your plans all fall through? When you were flying your white flag, who never gave up?
We are back.
The ones and twos.
Oh my god. Ken!
Yeah!
What have you been listening to lately, man?
Well, I'm looking through my playlist where I usually throw new songs that I'm hearing in.
Yeah?
Nothing in August for me.
Oh.
Bad month. I guess I'm not listening enough. But.
Wow.
I know. That's it.
All right, sick. No, all right, well, this is Ken's pick. Silence.
2.5 minutes of silence.
Silence.
in black and white. It's a little Hawthorne Heights action.
Kevin didn't get my El Famous reference.
Oh, I got it. I just stared at you blankly because I'm hammered.
Well, you kind of introduced me to this album, and I've been listening to it a lot lately. Volumes.
Oh, yeah.
Different Animals. I just like Finite.
Finite's a fucking great song. It's very,
I don't know how, like a bouncy kind of verse. At least the melody. The vocal melody. It's a very cool song. And the album, so
fuck
play
yeah.
anything on that.
I'm going to play Finite. That's my favorite song in that record, too, yeah. I think. So I'm going to play that one.
So do it.
Right about now. Yeah,
okay.
Now don't go walking towards the light. Life is only finite, finite. Yeah, you know we love to play with fire. Burning up the cold nights, the cold nights. Yeah.
That's a good volume. Someone is screaming outside.
Yeah, we gotta figure this out.
Hey, girl,
right,
hey.
Right outside your door.
I like drunk girls.
No, you don't.
Anyways, you don't. Here is my conversation with the Jades while we're trying to figure out what the fuck is happening outside. Yeah, check it out.
You're a mess, but I am too. I'm a fucking loser for you. Ooh.
What up? I'm sitting here at the House of Blues Foundation Room. Right? That's how you say it, I think, right?
Foundation Room, yeah.
Foundation, yes. I am with the Jades. What is up?
Yo, not much.
Howdy.
How do you do?
You guys just played a little acoustic set. How'd that go?
It went really well.
Yeah, I love playing here. The vibe is just so cool.
We got to pick our lighting color, and we chose purple. You know, just
like my hair. I just dyed my hair purple.
Yeah, we saw your hair and we were like, well, shit.
Kevin's gonna be here. It's gotta be purple.
It's my first day as a purple person.
And purple hair, I'm liking don't it.
I'm liking it. It's fine.
Yeah, it looks nice. I really like it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. I'll thank my girlfriend for that.
Oh, damn.
She dyed it?
Yeah. Nice. She dyed it. I'd like to say I helped, but I just bought the dye.
I didn't. That's a lot of help.
Yeah.
To be honest, when dyeing hair, that's pretty much the whole thing is buying the dye, man. That's why I can't dye my hair anymore. I don't have the money.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It's a problem.
That's expensive.
Sorry, my beer exploded. I drank it too fast, and it foamed up.
Volcano.
So, I know I met you guys when I played a show with you guys, like...
What was that?
When the it was like a year and a half ago, something like that.
Like February, I want
to
say.
Yeah.
A year.
And I had to follow you guys, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm playing a Limp Bizkit song, and these girls are like,
all right,
fucking killing it right now, and I'm playing Rolling."
No, you were awesome. So pumped.
Wait, where was that at?
Stop. Evolution
Music. Evolution, yeah. Oh,
that was our first time playing there too.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So much happened.
That was my first time ever actually in there. I think.
Really? Yeah.
That was, I think, our first time. Yeah.
Now it's like our home away.
I was like, so where are we playing? They're like, right here. Oh, shit. All right.
Cool. Like, okay, let's just do it.
Yeah, that's such an intimate space. I think it's a really good space for us to play.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
If you're okay with sitting on the ground, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got back problems. So
yeah. They should love to bring lawn chairs.
Yeah, I'm actually not a fan. I will be bringing a pillow next time.
That's a fan I don't invite my parents to, let's
just
say.
So.
Stacy, if you're listening to this, I love you, your young self.
My parents, if you're listening, you're old.
Damn. Shout out to old parents. Alrighty. So, tell us how you two met.
How did we meet? College.
Yeah, USC.
Good old days. Studying away.
Communications.
Getting those A's.
More like, hey, Kathleen, I skipped class. What did I miss?
And then I'd be like, oh, Katie, let me pull out my detailed notes.
And now I'm the one who's, like, so organized.
You were very organized.
I made this whole thing for our merch table day, like a flip book of, you know, just posts and shit that
she
I
did.
Have.
She's like, look what I did today.
Arts
I'm like,
and crafts,
shit.
Construction paper.
All I did was markers. Go to work.
Hit a Michaels or...
No. I just have that stuff on hand. I'm a crafty
Sponsored
lady.
Sponsored by Michaels.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, we met at school. This is a good time.
There was one of those... Katie always tells this story when we play. It was one of those things where the teacher's like... Oh, look to your left, look to your right, and introduce yourself and say some fun fact about yourself.
Yeah, first day activity.
Which is the worst thing ever.
But so
I think I think no one was sitting on either... Was someone sitting on your side?
No.
No one else was sitting on my other side, yeah. So we had to turn to each other.
We just talked.
I'm Katie. I'm Kathleen. I write music. What? That's my fun fact. And you stole it!
Holy shit.
No way. Are you on YouTube? Yeah, I'm on YouTube. Like, what?
Oh.
It was great.
Yeah, and then we yeah, we hung out as friends for a while and then
before we even started playing music.
Yeah, we were just like, Katie's pretty cool. So
I got drunk a lot.
Yeah.
Nice. Cheers.
Definitely.
For that.
Yeah. Cheers.
Reminds me. Let's take a drink.
Sipping a ice cold Goose Island 312.
Same.
312.
I got a Stella.
Out of towners say.
Yeah.
And then, oh shit.
Someone's barging in. Okay, they walked away. They were obviously
scared. Oh, thank God.
I'm sure
we're
they're
in one of these. We're in one of these side rooms.
It's the titty rooms.
It's a titty room.
I don't know.
I'm
nervous.
Maybe, we are trapped here. Like if you are listening, please call for help.
It feels like we're underground, but we're actually on the fourth floor.
It does feel like we're in like an underground bunker,
up
like
here,
cave
I feel
right
a little
here.
Claustrophobic.
It's weird.
But also not. Like, it's like, I feel like the walls are coming closer, and I kind of like it.
Look at this. I kid you not.
Jesus. All right. She just whipped up a video right away of a girl in a thong right in this room.
I was good.
She had that on hand.
She saved it to her phone.
Holy Christ.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious. Like, I think really high, mighty people with lots of money come in here on the weekends and get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
On these couches.
Like in Big Willie style.
Yeah. Good for them.
Low lighting, you know. Comfy couches.
One day, you know.
All right, so back on track here. So you guys met and you guys just kind of started vibing
we hung out as friends, you know, for a really long time, and then a musical relationship developed.
Right on.
I think I showed Katie part of a song.
My buddy.
And then we worked on it together, and we were like, we should record this. And
well, Kathleen came to me. She was like,
excuse me.
Oh, excuse you. She found a Battle of the Bands at UIC, and she's like, I think we should do this. You know, like, why not?
Yeah.
All right. It's been a long time since either of us had been on stage.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, we did an open mic night together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was fun.
I didn't prepare anything, but I had, like, you know, a lot
no,
of drinks.
No, you were ready. You were ready.
I had a lot of drinks, and I got the balls, and I went on stage.
Yeah.
And you were like, what the fuck?
I
you were
was
so ready. Yeah.
I was like, Katie just had all these songs in her pocket. She just whipped them out. It was great.
So you guys whipped it out on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we whipped it out on stage, and then months later, we whipped it out again in the privacy of our homes.
Nice.
And and I approached her with this Battle of the Bands idea, and we submitted like a bio and came up with a band name. We had to come up with a band name in like a week.
Yeah.
It was how did you come up with pressure. The Jades as your band name? How'd you settle
we
with that?
We were just like, what are cool words?
So yeah, we seriously.
That's exactly how Guardrail came. That song Guardrail by Bayside came on my iPod. I'm like, Guardrail's a cool word. And then that just became our band name.
Oh my God. As long as it's catchy, it's like cool. It makes people wonder like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we thought it was like a good fit for our music. I don't know why. Like, it kind of makes you think
of... Well, we're all jaded.
Yeah.
Most of our songs are...
And, like,
sad,
two girls, so. Like, oh, the Jades.
Well, I will say, like, if I heard, like, someone say the Jades, and I'd be like, oh, what kind of music are they? And then they showed you one of their songs, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
So,
cool.
It's a good name. You guys got a good one.
Katie did a Twitter poll. We had, like, four names or something in mind.
And three of my friends voted.
Yeah, yeah. And I think two voted for the Jades. So we were like, well, the two have it.
Yeah.
Damn, the
we're
majority.
Gonna be called,
majority
we're
going to
be called the Jades.
Hell
thank you.
Follow me on Twitter.
We should send them a Christmas card, those two people.
Seriously.
The Jades.
The
Christmas
Jades. With our guitars.
And Christmas hats.
Yeah.
Oh, Santa.
Christmas lights around the guitars.
Elf ears and...
Hell yeah.
And
candy.
Snowballs and... Balls.
Just a lot of balls. Christmas balls.
Christmas balls.
So when was this when you guys met? How long have you guys been doing this for?
That was December 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So then, December 2015 was when we decided to become a band.
Do the Battle of the Bands.
And then Battle of the Bands was like...
In March, early.
March, 2016. And then we recorded our album that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All summer we recorded in the basement of Evolution Music. The hottest summer known
with
to
no
man.
Air conditioning. Yeah. It was good, though. We need to get back in the studio.
We do.
We haven't recorded since then, but, we have all this new material, and it's just, you know, getting back
just
in
just lying around the house.
Yeah. We come to our shows, we'll play it for you.
Hell yeah.
It's in our back pocket, if you will.
Whip it out of our pockets and let you listen to it.
So, what are some of you guys' influences? Like, when did you guys start playing guitar? Who made you want to start playing guitar and start singing and stuff? Was it...
I was really in the classic rock. So, like, Fleetwood Mac was a huge influence for me. And then...
Okay.
And then hearing, like, even local bands recently. Like, you go and see shows and you get inspired when you leave.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whitney.
Yeah.
It's a band that we both love so much.
One of my friends was just at that show, too.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
They're so good. And they're from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, it's local enough.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's very, like, old country, folk kind of style of music and definitely influences our music a lot.
Yeah.
But myself, personally, it was just, like, a bunch of various artists that I listened to, and I just wanted to do my own take of it, you know, learn how to play, so... A lot of my own will. A lot of sitting alone with the little microphone and a recording kit.
Right on.
Yeah. trying to get it right.
What was the first show that either of you guys went to as a kid or whatever?
Oh, man.
First concert.
Bob Dylan.
That's pretty
cool. Bob Dylan?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's that was rad. Cool. And then that was right before fifth grade, and then the first day of fifth grade, we had to do a project where we said something we cared about, and I said, I care about Bob Dylan.
Hell yeah. What about you? What about you?
Oh, you know, I don't even remember. I think it was like a Motown concert in a Walmart parking lot in Arkansas.
That's pretty cool, too.
Nothing. I mean, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like a fun time. That sounds pretty badass.
My mom, Stacy, she was like, oh my God, let's go. And I was so young, you know, like, but I enjoyed it. I danced for a long time. She wanted to get her shopping done, and I just would let her.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
First, the first show I ever went to was, what was that? I think I was 10 years old. I was in fifth grade. I went and saw the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah,
you got it, man.
We've been given a curfew.
Yeah, we have 5 more minutes. Ooh, so, he's giving us 1 extra minute because we're at 11 minutes right now.
Holy
damn! Shit. But yeah, I went to the Backstreet Boys when I was 10 years old.
That's pretty
and
cool.
Mandy Moore opened up for him too.
Wow. Oh, damn!
What a lineup!
She just had that one song. And then fast forward to. When I was 16, I went to Warped Tour and saw No Effects and stuff like that. So I was like, it's two way different things.
Yeah, you were like, at first you were like, I don't know if I like music, and then you go to Warped Tour and you're like, oh, I like.
Well, like I knew I liked punk rock and stuff. My folks were strict; they didn't let me go to shows. I went to a couple little local like I don't really even count them because they're in like church basements and shit like that. Just like some little weird emo screamo bands playing, and I was like, this is kind of cool. And I played my first show before I ever went to like Warped Tour.
Oh, very cool. That's
really
cool.
My first show ever was in a gym in Schaumburg.
And
there was a basketball hoop above us and shit. And
that's
we were
cool.
Awful, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't really remember it. Our guitarist, Ken, who's in Guardrail with me, actually. We've been homies ever since then. But
go way back.
We met in fifth grade.
That's crazy.
But he and I were in our first band together. And his dad probably has a videotape of it somewhere because his
amazing.
Dad came and videotaped the whole thing. I don't think my feet moved at all. We did a really terrible cover of a Green Day song. I remember that. Our drummer wanted to sing a song for the girl he was dating at the time, and it was like the worst love song you've ever heard.
Oh, no.
And
but that's the good stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the good stuff to look back on. You're
exactly.
Like, damn.
We still laugh about that shit.
That's
we were laughing
so
about it the other day, even. So, so
that's awesome.
Ah, memories.
I know.
You
know? Of course, of course. It's good stuff.
So, I know we only got a couple more minutes. So, what do you guys got coming in the future?
Well,
we have a show next week at Uncommon Ground in...
It's like Rogers Park.
Rogers Park.
On
Avon. It's pretty far north, but it's a cool venue.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, they have like a stage in a separate room, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
the band... One of my buddies there once.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've played there before, and the sound is super amazing.
Yeah.
But the band we're playing with is coming, they're touring from Oregon.
What are they called?
Bootleg Sunshine.
Yeah.
And there's like a violin and then a guitar.
That's
I think
badass.
It's a good fit for our music.
Oh,
it's more folky than what we usually play with.
Yeah.
Right on.
So it should be fun with them. And then after that, we have like another show. I think it's in Lakeview.
Yeah.
And then we're playing Ravenswood Art Walk.
Yeah.
Which should be fun. It's a
We've been really
gig.
Getting into festivals, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty cool.
See you guys around like Lala next year or what?
You know, maybe.
We'll see if we have time for it, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty busy in the summer, so.
I know.
I mean,
it's festival season, you know?
Yeah,
what, I'm
like, what do they expect?
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
All right. Let's continue this like somewhere else in a second. Let me, just so we can wrap this up somewhere. So I'm going to pause for 1 sec.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, so we went down the elevator, and now we're standing in between the doors. That's the entrance of the House of Blues. We were going to do it in the elevator, but other people got in, and it was...
You best believe that we were not... we did not leave voluntarily. We were forced to leave.
We were thrown out.
He had to grab us and push us out, so just so you know.
So, I guess we'll just finish this up. It's been a pleasure talking with you ladies, but... With this lady. So I guess we usually end this with a song. Which of your songs would you like me to play, and why?
Good question.
What an interesting question.
Just talking amongst yourselves.
Maybe Remedy, because we were were talking about it earlier.
Remedy is a popular song. People seem to think it's quite a song, and if they think it's quite a song, then well, hell,
give it to
so
the people.
We give the people what they want.
Tell me a little bit about what that song is about, how they came about getting it written and everything.
It's kind of about just getting over someone being in a really like low spot in your life, and then needing a remedy to get through it.
Oh, yeah. Like the song title.
Yeah.
Song title.
Right?
It makes so much sense.
Pure
now.
Genius.
Definitely.
Right.
Genius.
I'm glad I opened your eyes to that.
You opened every eye in my whole head. Both
He's
of them.
Been enlightened.
I guess last question. What's the weirdest thing you ever tasted?
Licorice.
All right.
Oh, I love licorice.
I hate it.
So, I love so licorice good. Too.
Weirdest
Maybe
thing.
Caviar?
I don't know. Crocodile.
I've had crocodile before.
It was pretty good. I mean, I just think people, like you
it's
say,
just weird,
and people
though.
Are like, crocodile? Why are you eating that?
I only eat
it's
alligator.
It's like chicken.
So.
Yeah, like, jeez.
All right. Good. Well, hell yeah. I'm sure I'll see you guys around soon.
Yeah.
And here's Remedy from the Jades. It's been a pleasure.
One, two, three, four.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with the Jades and their song Remedy. You can pick that shit up. It's one of their shows. I don't know if it's on iTunes or whatever the fuck, but go check it out because it's great. Go check out the rest of their songs. They're fantastic. I'm going to leave you guys with my pick for the week, month, whatever. I don't really do this at a set. For the episode. My pick for the episode. Nobody cares. Why am I even talking? My pick is going to be from Neck Deep. They just put out a CD last week, and their song Can't Wait has Sam Carter from Architects in it.
Don't Wait.
It's fucking tight. Was it Don't Wait?
Dude, I can't wait. You have Don't Wait.
That's right. I fucked up. Whatever that song is called, I'm going to play it. Remember, dicksbymail.com for all your gummy dick needs. SOL Dicks will get you 20% off your next order. Come to the shows next weekend.
Shit out of luck, dicks.
Remember, if you're talking to me, you're probably SOL. Do you guys have dicks? You guys got any last words?
Go buy them.
Go buy what?
Bag of dicks.
Go buy a bag of dicks. Yes. You heard it from Ken Ugel himself.
Drink your Ovaltine.
Drink your Ovaltine, Cam.
Nothing clever.
Alrighty, here's Neck Deep. Farewell. Till next time. I'm gonna have another episode up to you very soon because I'm interviewing my boys in Tonsin tomorrow at their show. I'm recording this on Friday, by the way. So tomorrow, meaning Saturday. Oh, we're going to chug some Jack Daniels before we go. We're going to go try and check out that fucking Stranger Things bar. Hopefully you guys checked it out. If you did check it out, let me know how it is.
Oh, no, we're going to Park
and Field. We're going to end up somewhere tonight. That's all that I know.
And my pants will be off.
Brad's pants will be off. He's single, ladies. Check it out.
Check it out. And just end right there.
Check it out.
Cut.
No justice, no peace. imagining death fruits. Would you open your eyes?
Oh, I gotta turn it off.